Calling all content creators. Have you been looking for a new place to host your music and podcast content? Or are you ready to start? Check out Disktopia. It is a streaming-first platform for creatives without all the fuss. You can upload, manage, and distribute your content, whether it is music or podcasts. With Disktopia, they allow you creative freedom for your podcast with integrated merch as a trustworthy content creator platform. You can upload it all in one place, and then you can set your content to be downloadable or even stream only. The Disktopia platform allows content to be distributed via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, Deezer, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Radio Public, Savant, Stitcher, and Facebook, designed for dreamers, powered by fans. Get started today by visiting Disktopia.com. Link is also in the show notes below. The following podcast is presented by the Super Network and Pop4D. It's the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a weekly show where your hosts go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a film to do a commentary / watch along for. We are the number one Tubi-related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. And they are Super Marcy.
What is this?
The terrible Australian B. Jermaine.
I got my bottle of red wine and my vacuum cleaner and I'm ready to go.
And Professor Batch.
That's a Christmas Carol though.
This podcast contains coarse language.
This movie looks like it was
This escalated quickly.
Adult themes.
You gotta press some buttons if you really wanna get that phone going.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. If you want to watch the film along with listening to the podcast, you can find it streaming or perhaps on physical media and just start the film when we say go. And then pause anytime Tubi gives an ad and then press play once it's over to continue. For more information, please check supermarcy.com and you can show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork and get exclusive video versions of this show weekly. Now onto your feature presentation. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast. This is episode 55, and I am your lovely co-host, Super Marcy, and I'm joined by my two regular, also lovely co-hosts, B. Jermaine, the terrible Australian, and Professor Batch. Hello, fellas. How are we doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Good day. How's it going?
Doing well, doing well. I'm so glad that neither Bede or myself are picking a movie today. It is your pick, Batch.
Yeah, you guys are glad that you guys aren't picking a movie after what I've had to put up with the last 3 weeks on this show. Last week was pretty good with American Werewolf in Paris.
Yes.
But you two, we got to have a little intervention because I'm stopping the revenge flicks right now. We're watching a good movie today.
Yes, no more revenge movies.
None. No more revenge movies. No more suffering. This is a positive place. We're going to change 2022 on Tubi. 2022 started off terribly.
Yes.
On Tubi Tuesday.
Yes, just like
it
the
can only
real
get
world.
Better from here. Yes.
Sorry, I had to add that in.
So it was my pick this week. So I thought I would bring in my spider bro, Mark Chevalier. How you doing, brother?
Doing great now, sir.
Ew. Oh, now you're in trouble.
90s schlock action movie.
You guys are in trouble now because now I got reinforcements.
You do.
Indeed.
This is when Tubi Tuesdays becomes the number one Tubi-related podcast hosted by two Australians and two Canadians. And Batch knows what happens with great power comes great responsibility. So he's being very responsible, just like Peter Parker and Spider-Man. You're responsible, unlike us. So, geez.
Chilled laid back Batch is nowhere to be found. This is Webtail's Batch where he's just going to start shit. So,
oh no.
Mark, what movie are we doing this week?
We are doing the 1994 classic LA Wars starring Vince Murdocco.
LA Indeed. Wars.
Your crickets.
LA Wars.
Yes.
LA Wars.
Yeah, but I think I was going to say, like, this is kind of a little known action film from the early 90s that has recently kind of, I wouldn't say rediscovered, but it's kind of been brought back into the masses via Blu-ray. So, and now people can finally see it. And also, it's also on Tubi now as well.
Or as they say in Montreal, La Wars.
La Wars.
La Wars, eh?
Yeah, I heard about this movie while watching Red Letter Media and seeing their clips like, God damn, this movie looks awesome. And my buddy bought the DVD of it and it was great.
Yes.
Nice. Better than most modern movies, I'm being honest.
Yes.
Better than most 90% of modern action.
I actually think Bede saw this randomly on Tubi, and we have seen it. So this is a case where Batch has seen some of it, but the rest of us have actually seen it. So what are we waiting for, huh? Let's get started!
Full disclosure, I've tried to watch this movie the past 2 days, and I've fallen asleep both times. So that's nothing to say about the quality of the movie.
Mm.
It's just that I'm a tired motherfucker because I'm old.
Yeah. And also, you know who's probably been trying to drug you and stuff.
That makes a lot of sense, because he keeps leaving me notes like, you guys must do Flesh Gordon and the Cosmic Cheerleaders on Tubi.
Oh.
I got little post-its all over the fucking studio, and I know I'm not writing them, so they gotta be you know who.
Yeah,
I think we may have to do that movie.
Yeah, I think he's gonna have to write into Tubi for it.
He doesn't understand how this show works, because that movie's not on Tubi.
Maybe we'll have a special Tubi Presents or After Dark. We'll go After Dark for it.
Yes. I have a feeling that I will not be on that episode. It will probably be entirely he will not be in
it. It will be. Like, we know that. But, guys, are we ready to go to L.A. for some L.A. Wars on Tubi?
Damn straight.
I am ready.
All right, guys. I'll count us down.
Yeah, I'll count us down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're off, bitches. Triumphant music.
Triumphant music.
For American Cinema Group.
America.
Fuck America. Yeah.
This is gonna be great. Are we sure this movie came out in 1994? It feels like it came out in the early 80s.
I feel like this movie came out
They probably
out
only
the
had 20s. The budget for early 80s cameras, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that is true.
And editing, because this feels like a 1920s production. I'm not going to lie. But there's something really fun about this movie from when we did watch it. So I'm glad we're getting back on the right track, because Tubi Tuesday started off like 2022. It was a shit show. But now we're going back on the up and up. So here's to 2022 being better.
Here's to 2022.
Indeed.
Cheers.
Now, as for the patrons who get to see the video version of the show, they notice there is now officially a third member of the Hall of Fame. We finally have a third person in the Hall of Fame. Tom Everett Scott from American Werewolf in Paris.
Yes.
Woo!
With the condom in his mouth.
Yes.
It says something on the quality of film when they don't make the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I have a feeling, though, the police captain in this film might make the Hall of Fame.
Might.
To be fair. I think after watching this movie with you the other day, Marcy, I think anyone in this film could make the Hall of Fame.
I think the for some reason their smoke should make the Hall of Fame, because there's no reason for that to be there.
There's so much smoke in LA.
Yes.
God, I love Tubi subtitles.
Gotta get our guns together.
Yo, Batch, this is how you sell drugs, right?
This is how you sell drugs, right? Oh, this is totally accurate of how I sell drugs. As a professional.
Yeah. You don't do it in a store or anything. I mean,
very smoky.
Yeah, it has to be smoky.
That's how much I care about my sensibilities.
Mm.
Oh, and no. They died.
Already, see, a minute in, you got dead guys.
Those drug dealers only had one day left for retirement.
Yeah. And cars made of
C4. One shot from a shotgun and the car explodes.
I mean, this is what happens when I try to sell weapons on the black market.
Nice to see that they've got robbed by the Second City Saints from Saints Row.
They're not even good enough to be the Third City Saints. Third Street Saints.
I don't know how Batch almost made me do a spit take. Jesus.
It's going to be one of those shows, folks.
It is. We are in a good mood today.
What I like about this movie, even though this film wasn't directed by the great Andy Sidaris, it has Andy Sidaris energy to it.
It does. If this was an Andy Sidaris movie, she would be in a bikini.
Yes, but Andy Sidaris connection, the drug dealer who we got here, Guzman, he was in Hard Ticket to Hawaii as the one of the bad guys.
So this ties into phase one of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Indeed.
So phase two, this is an easy one. One of the actual guys in the gang is one of the buddies from American Werewolf in Paris.
Easy.
Just exactly the same.
Yeah.
And also, I was sort of thinking about this because we couldn't figure out a way how we could tie an American Werewolf in Paris back to Mr. Jingles. I'm just going to basically do the exact
Mr.
same
Jingles
thing.
Mr. Jingles never existed.
Is that movie one of the three guys is... Mr. G, you know she likes to make an interesting But it does. One of the three guys is related to one of the victims from Mr. Jingles. That's the loose connection.
I thought I had erased Mr. Jingles from my memory banks.
Mr. Jingles does not exist.
Although I will say, we got a lot of good feedback on Mr. Jingles. Pretty much anyone who's ever seen Mr. Jingles, which is maybe like three or four people, really enjoyed our episode. So thank you very much for the really lovely feedback to those who listened to our Mr. Jingles episode, and to the person who introduced me to let me know about Mr. Jingles. I still don't know if I forgive you, so.
Why does this girl look like she's got four different layers of hair on top of her head?
Because she does, Bean.
And her dad looks like Tony Bennett.
The head of the mafia.
Yes.
Along with his second of command, not Al Pacino.
Jesus. I was going to say, the second command looks like Rob Schneider doing an Al Pacino impression.
Oh my god, I've nearly done two spit kind of takes brilliant. Already! Stop it!
Al Pacino.
Yes.
I'm not sure if it's a young Al Pacino or an old Justin Long.
Somewhere in between.
I will say this, what she's wearing is what everyone was wearing in like 1994 or 93. Like the early 90s, it was like, let's
she
have our hair like
this. She got
that on
sale for $1,200.
Yeah, you have the like frilly shirt, the cross necklace. I used to have a necklace like that. I didn't dress like that because I was like 9.
Marcy, I think she raided Denise Richards' wardrobe from Tammy and the T-Rex for
I think
for
so.
That.
I think
part of the
so.
Tammy and the T-Rex collection.
Yes. Meanwhile, we have some weird guys trying to hold up a bar.
Yeah.
I feel
that
like
probably
this
has like $60 in it.
I feel like this is a bead and batch during Mr. Jingles.
Oh, here we go. Our hero.
Look how small his gut is. Whoa, chopping the head. Oh.
Was he undercover?
Yeah. Oh, no, he's
a bouncer.
Oh.
Yeah, he's the bouncer at the bar who used to be a cop.
So he was just standing there, no one cared. And then he's just like, I'm going to kick your ass.
And the actor's name is Vince Madocco, who plays the role of Jake Quinn.
Yes.
Awesome. And he's been in a lot of stuff. After this, like, his... Mm. One of his first movie role was, of course, what the film Batch mentioned earlier, Flesh Gordon meets the Cosmic Cheerleaders. And he also starred in Kickboxer 2 and Ring of Fire 1 and 2.
Wow. He's my favorite character.
How abrasive he is to the fucking to his boss.
I was doing my job.
He's a brilliant actor.
He's a pretty bad actor.
My favorite is the police chief. Isn't that right, Wayne? He's just fucking
angry.
Yes. I don't blame him though. You're dealing with these fuckers. Like, I'd be fucking angry too, man.
He's like an angry Robbie Robertson.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, he. You know what? This guy. So could have been like an early 90s J. Jonah Jameson with that anger.
I was just about to say, he's like from one of the Spider-Verses where Robbie is J. Jonah Jameson.
Yes.
And do we have an ad already?
On his job. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Last week, we had no ads at all. And that movie was fairly high profile. We go to some unknown movie, ads. We are at 8 minutes, 17 seconds.
It's a very short ad. We only got ad. Ad and we're back right now.
Yep, 8:20 seconds.
That's the taco place.
Oh, my God. This guy is hairier than the werewolves from last week.
I know. That dude could be one of the werewolves from last week episode.
Yeah. Again, Beats talking over Batch.
To be fair, I started talking first, then Batch started talking.
This is what happens when there's like a 1 to 2 second delay because we're, you know, we can't record remotely because we're in different countries.
Yes.
We like that it's a train wreck for the most part.
Yes. But yeah, that dude needs to like say groin at least noises. His arms.
Did that say groin noises? Because I'm confused.
I want some information. It was groan noises.
That's one mob guy's gonna pop you because his suit is too big. Tell me some new
yes.
Some guy by the name of Guzman. It's a David Byrne suit. Guzman.
Yes. I think this Guzman's
the
one that's been hitting our
operations. We gotta hit this Guzman guy. Oh, boom, Mike.
Yes!
Yes.
That's one.
Yeah,
that's one.
Mark, you're our official, you're our boom mic counter guy.
We need a graphic for the video.
That's too much work for me. I want that scarf in the background. What was that?
Yeah, listen, the LA wars are already happening. We're not even 10 minutes in.
Yeah, it's full-blown war right now.
It's gone from L.A. law to L.A. wars.
We'll just gotta stop eating in restaurants. Like, that's when all the bad shit happens. Let's just start shooting people in.
And of course, she's nowhere to be found.
Yeah. She's ordering
but I haven't finished my fried chicken!
I hope they're having fried chicken.
That place definitely serves fried chicken.
Yeah.
Yes. So, can we count this as our first fried chicken that we met
I think so.
In a Tubi movie in 2022?
Yeah.
Well, there might have been fresh fried chicken.
Why'd she wear that outfit?
Because she's
for our benefit.
Fashionable me. Do you know what this movie needed? It's a pleasure doing business with you. Like, what? For real?
More boom mic?
More boom mic, but also it needed Charles Bronson. This should have been Death Wish 6.
Well, there would be no kung fu fights if Charles Bronson was in it.
He just would have shot everyone.
Yeah. LA Wars would be over in half an hour.
I'm obsessed with her hair. She looks like she just came out of Clueless.
She looks like Fran Drescher.
why is Fran
Drescher trying to be sexy?
Why isn't Fran Drescher in this movie? That would have been amazing. What is Miguel wearing?
This guy.
Bead?
Just a sweater. No shirt underneath.
Bead, I want you to wear both of these outfits.
All of these guys are characters from Saints Row. I'm telling you.
You're not wrong, man. You're not wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want that shirt. Could someone find me that shirt? I want to wear it every day.
I think I used to have a shirt that was similar to that.
I think you need to dress up like Miguel with the nothing underneath, just the freaking tracksuit.
The windbreakers.
Yeah.
But everyone was wearing that in the 90s. It was just like a windbreaker or a jacket, and they just did not have a shirt underneath it.
And this movie is just
the gold chain that really completes the outfit.
Yes, you need the gold chain. Yes. Is this Reservoir Dogs all of a sudden?
Well, Reservoir Dogs did come out.
Yeah.
Well, that did come out two years before this film, so maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
This is an impressive stunt for a movie with this low budget.
Yeah.
So
nowadays it'd be crappy CGI and look terrible.
So is this about like the Mexicans versus the Italians or something?
Yep, that's exactly what this LA Wars
are. Okay. Well, clearly I'm going to be on team Italians because I'm Italian.
I like how back there, during that scene where that dude was on fire and dying, and he's, like, still talking to him like he wasn't on fire.
Why does this guy look like Bo Dallas?
He does.
What happened to
him? Tail.
Can we remake this and cast him? Because that would be amazing.
Yes.
He was the bad guy in that one Marine movie, which we have to eventually do for the rest of the tapes.
Yes.
Yes.
16 Marine movies?
Most of them starring the Miz. This chick just wears sexy clothes every day. I love it.
So far, she's the best character in this movie.
Yeah, I'd put her on the whole thing.
See, actual squibs.
That mustache had one day left till retirement.
Look at the size of that suit, dude.
There's too many giant suits in this movie so far.
And the giant pants! Like parachute pants!
Some of these people are dressed...
Let's go follow them!
She said not to follow them.
She does a lot of damage with a pistol.
I should have listened!
Exactly. See, that's what happens. See, this dude was like, oh shit, I made a mistake!
Booby fair!
Booby fair!
Boobies!
And is that
more like a boob fight?
Is that a picture of Jackie Onassis up on the wall?
It looks like it.
Don't you have
Jackie Onassis?
Don't you have sex Jackie with a picture of Jackie O on the wall, Bede?
Totally. I mean, Jackie O wants to see your O face.
Well, that is the O face on the Jackie O picture. Yeah. You know what? We have
I wondered who these people were.
They're randoms. We occasionally get boobies, but let's say, her boobies rank right up there. Good-looking woman.
Yes.
Speaking of boobies, for some reason I watched Evil Bong 666.
Why?
There's a lot of boobs in that. No, it's the fourth. No, what's the fourth one? There's so many Evil Bong movies. The fourth one. And, my God, there's tits through the entire movie with no context.
Love it. Although I could not even sit through Evil Bong, the first one.
I know they wanted he wanted to shoot his load, but this is ridiculous.
See you later, I'm leaving. Also, I might add, we got Bush on that lady.
Well, that is true.
I get excited.
Oh, here, the DA is about to give shit to the captain. Get his ass chewed out.
Hey, Captain, I don't buy her. Captain.
Miss Karen wants to speak to the manager.
See, it's like even the angry police chief cannot be a match for an angry Karen.
He's gonna blow up over Karen.
I'm gonna give Karen. Jake Quinn some shit after this.
Yeah.
We need to clean up the city. We gotta send in one man to do it.
I'm not wearing a mask while I do it.
Do you think this came about because, like, I think, was it in, like, 91, there was, like, all the riots and stuff in LA? And you had a lot of, you know, just lots of stuff was going on back in the early 90s in the LA area. It was police brutality, drugs, gangs. I mean, nothing's changed.
All the fun stuff.
Yes. Like, I can imagine some of a part of that would have been an inspiration. And now look at Jake Quinn coming down the street so smooth.
What is
two
that
guys
person wearing?
Him.
Yeah.
What is that?
Those people behind him were watching him as he walked, like, look at that ass.
What? Where are we?
I feel like they just started filming and those were just random people in the streets, like, hey, look at that camera. What's going on here?
This is reminding me of Ed Wood when they just film random scenes on the street. Just to get footage.
We don't have a permit. We need to get the shot.
Yes.
Let's just film some lady going shopping. Ooh, I can see his nips.
Hot.
Ooh, she went into a lingerie store.
Oh,
look at that fucking nerd. Bubsy, he looks like my character, AP Charlie.
With a moustache.
Like Mushroom Justin yes. Trudeau.
You're not wrong. Jesus.
Uh-oh. The people Uh-oh. Driving up
Bad
to that.
Shit's going down.
Damn it, the Bead character died.
That mullet that's only had one day left till retirement.
He went back to his home
that's
planet.
What the truckers wanted, that's what the truckers wanted to do to Justin Trudeau, Mark.
That's why I figured, yeah.
I feel like this is kind of what they wanted the Melbourne protests and stuff and the convoy to Canberra to be, but no. See, both our countries have morons.
Is he killed four people so far?
I have no idea. Is that Jay Leno?
Made a cameo.
Two in the bar, three in the street. Yeah, he's had like five deaths so far.
Yeah. We need a kill count for this movie as well.
I swear Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon. What's his name?
God damn it. Tara, soup up your bodies.
Vince Madocco looks like a cross between John Cena and Paul Walker.
But
for once, you did
something right. But with none of the talent from either of them.
Exactly.
He's such a dick to the actual, his boss. What do you say? You don't know who
Carlo Giovanni is? His former
boss. He just keeps telling the...
Former boss.
He keeps telling his former boss, oh, fuck you. Every boss.
Yeah. So what
do I have? Do you know...
You can't arrest me. I can... Sorry.
No. You make
I was going to say, like, he's just like... Okay, I was going to... Never mind. You go ahead, Marcy.
B forgot what he was going to say.
No, I know what I said, but I'll let you go.
Oh, I was just going to say, this would be a really good double feature with the Lauren Avedon and Keith Vitale movie, Blood Brothers. When did that happen? We didn't see this.
It's before the movie.
Well, clearly, because I didn't see a 12-year-old in this movie. She was 12 years old. This guy's my new favorite actor.
If you want that policy, go to Detroit.
He's almost got a bit of a Canadian accent in this movie, too.
He is.
The captain is like one step away from being like, I am the law! I'm out of here.
God damn it, Quinn. There's five dead bodies. Oh, there's a guy in the corner right there.
Now, I will give this movie credit. It's look at all the paperwork he's got to do. It's very realistic.
Yes.
And those are just for the people that main characters killed.
Yes.
Yeah, so far.
Jake Quinn literally is a serial killer in this film. Like, he has killed, like, at least five people so far throughout this film, and he has not been charged for any of it.
Yeah, because when you're a cop, you just do whatever the fuck you want. There's no consequences. Duh.
Yeah, but well, he's in Quinn's law.
But he's an ex-cop, though.
Yeah, but he's still allowed.
He's a bouncer at this shitty bar.
Yes.
This makeshift thing they made a bar.
Yes.
Actually, this is a real bar. And if I ever go to LA, I'm going to look for this place.
We should all just go to this bar.
Yeah.
So, Mark, what you drinking tonight?
I am keeping an American and drinking a Budweiser.
Ugh.
The king of beers.
I do not like Budweiser. I'm drinking Coca-Cola.
I'm drinking Solo. Oh, you can't see because it's blurred out. Product placement. We can't have product placement in this show.
Zombie. Nope. The zombie drunk right here.
Why does that guy look like Eugene from WWE back in the day?
Throw this guy right in the door.
Look at that guy.
I can't handle the dude in the pink shirt. He's like got his pants up really high and his shirt is just tucked in that it makes his shirt look so like, you know, it's too slimming for him. It's
they literally threw every single person out of the bar.
I know. Yeah. Who's gonna go in the bar now?
Yeah. Well, I don't think anyone wants to go into a bar where they have might get shot by the bouncer.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck? Bede?
So the bar is still open?
It's called Bede's Bar, because see, there's a B for Bede.
That is true.
And you got to wear the bouncer outfit. Can we go to an op shop and find you that shirt and the parachute pants?
Yes. On what charges? Yes.
Yes. On what charges? Jesus Christ.
Attempted manslaughter.
He killed people! There's no attempted about it!
Right on, like, broad daylight on a busy street.
Jake Quinn is a serial killer. I'm telling you right now.
If they make a Jake Quinn action figure that actually says stuff, he just hit the button and just goes, fuck you!
I would. Yes. I would invest. It's Quinn's Law. That. I'm investing. Quinn's Law.
On my own terms.
Well,
let's get a Kickstarter going.
Yes.
Well,
sad music from LA Wars.
Vince Murdocco. And apparently, before he became an actor, he was a North American Cruiserweight champion in kickboxing.
So he was hired not for his acting skills, is what you're saying.
No way.
Well,
just hire because he can fight.
To be fair. Thank you.
To be fair.
Thank you.
He goes to this bar way too often.
I think the sort
huge crack in the sidewalk.
The 80s and early 90s, it was all about martial artists in these kinds of movies. They didn't really care if they could act or not because they could do all the action scenes. But on rare occasions, you got some that were decent actors.
Yes. Ice Cube's
and now the martial artists are crazy people.
why does this bar look completely different now?
It's probably like four different bars that they shot like at different angles.
They got kicked out of all of them, so they had to just film wherever they could.
They probably did.
I'm surprised we can't see the camera reflection in this glass. Wants to
know. I'm
shocked as well.
Mr. Carlo Giovanni, Legolini, Pastelloni, Jared Leto.
Yeah, who is this guy? Who's the Carlo whatever they're looking for?
Oh, he's the mob boss, the one who looks like Tony Bennett.
Right, and who's Mr. Guzman?
He's the guy from...
The guy looks like Ted Danson.
Okay.
Yeah. The guy who was from Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Right, so they're like enemies. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rotary phone!
That's not a rotary phone.
Damn it!
That was a rotary phone.
Was it? Because I didn't see him do the thing. I saw him just press the button.
I don't know, but it's a phone that you finger. Are you going to do it?
Well, that is true. So what you do with a phone, you finger it like this.
First. Second.
Where's that light coming from in the doorway?
Somebody just let the door open.
Okay. Where is that? Because to get down to this bar, you've got to go down steps, right? Where's the light coming from in the back of the exit?
I don't know. I don't know the logistics of this.
This layout is weird of this bar.
Show me the phone. God damn it, he's not showing me the phone.
Damn it, Jake. I'm going to have to hire you to go undercover because Dollman's too busy.
I wish Dollman was in this movie.
Yes.
I love the music in this. Dramatic music. So where are we? Where are they now?
They're
I was visiting Mr. Giovanni.
Giovanni.
Ah. What does he do for a living? Why don't you ask him yourself in a minute? Yeah, why?
Why do you ask him?
Do 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 do
do do.
I'll say this about LA Wars. Like, for a low budget action film with some pretty hilarious moments in it, it's pretty competently made.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. you can actually understand what's happening.
Exactly.
That is true. Even though I'm it's kind of very like, confused.
Yeah, like it does have that kind of Andy Sidaris energy, but it's not as insane.
Yeah, it's taking itself. It's taking itself a little bit too seriously. Whereas Andy Sidaris knows what he was making, and he's like, "I don't give a fuck." The girls are gonna think exactly. In the hot tub without shirts on.
Any excuses exactly. For boobs?
Boobs. Speaking of boobs.
Yeah.
Mr. What's his name? Carlo Giovanni. With his, like, 12-year-old girlfriend. This is my father, Carlo
Giovanni. That's his daughter.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes.
Hello, Vincent Scoletti. Third...
It is Vincent Scoletti, Jared Leto.
We lost Batch briefly. He probably had the blue screen of death.
I'm back. It just Discord got it.
Of course it did. Right on cue.
The daughter has had, like, four different hairstyles throughout this movie so far. How can
I repay you? Well, I don't think she has a job, so she just goes shopping and fixes her hair all day.
Are we sure it's the daughter?
Exactly.
Are we sure he's just not pretending and it's actually his girlfriend?
I hope it's his daughter.
All right, that guy's creeping me out. I don't like him.
That dude is basically Rob Schneider pretending to be Al Pacino.
Yeah, I don't like any of this at all. We're meeting tomorrow morning. We'll discuss it then. Is that all right with you?
We can talk about my gray hair tomorrow.
What the hell was that?
We can talk about my gray hair.
His looks was just like, I'm gonna zoom in on you. Like, dude, fuck off.
Eat some salad.
Oh, God.
Oh, this dude.
And suddenly wants to bang Jake Quinn.
Yes.
Now we are going to go out to my Italian restaurant and have spaghetti and meatballs. Mamma mia. Okay.
Cities. Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
My backup just crapped it.
Oh, good. I'm recording. It's fine. We also don't edit shit on this podcast.
And I'm trying my best not to overtalk anyone. I'm trying my very best. Believe me.
Mr. G! I don't know. I'm on drugs.
Mr. G! Man! What's going on?
Look at his pants!
That's a Van Damme special right there.
It is!
Yes.
I think I need to
that
like...
dude's pants.
Hold on. I'm going to have to like... Jake. Do it on the video version and be like, I'm this dude.
Jake Quinn's pants are almost up to his nipples. That's how they high were. They are.
Oh, jeez.
I guess that was cool back then.
Oh, yeah. I'm also reading the script. It's like 3 pages long.
It's also made out of toilet paper from Jared Leto. Well, your daughter does.
So,
I'm guessing you two watch House of Gucci.
Oh, we did. Guys, BRB. You have to go to the bathroom.
Counterterrorism. Yes. you were saying, Batch.
So, they can look into his background to find that he is ex-military, but not that he's an ex-cop.
Yeah, like, I mean, unless, like, the police force did a really good job hiding his background... I mean, here's the thing. They know his name is Jake Quinn. It can't be that hard to go... And he was an ex-cop who basically was let go by the police because of his loose cannon behavior. I'm pretty sure, especially after that incident with the pedophile, that it'd be all over the papers. It can't be that hard to find info on Jake Quinn.
Maybe Tony Bennett likes that. He kills pedophiles.
Well, that is true. I suppose, like, well, this guy does beat the crap and kill pedophiles. Let's bring him on our team.
I love this kung fu shit.
I mean, Bennett was almost like
he loves Jake Quinn. You're the fastest
thing I've ever seen. But can you handle a gun?
Try me. When I call it, you both draw. That's so stupid.
Okay, you probably know how to handle a gun, but let's go to a shooting range anyway, just in case.
Yeah.
It's in the back of my house, in the pool house. I keep a shooting range.
Oh, yeah. I'm not supposed to be on this side of the range.
Yeah, exactly.
Want to get out of the way, sir?
That's wrong. You're supposed to shoot around the person, not at him. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he shot more. Oh, wait a minute. There's more bullet holes. Never mind.
Vinny was a tad faster, but the patterns are both tight. Mr. Quinn, why did you go for the head?
Cops wear vests.
You're hired.
That's a great line.
I guess it's pretty easy to join this guy's gang when you go like, oh yeah, you got to shoot cops in the head. All right, you're hired.
I like this guy.
I'm the one that's going to take the bullet that's meant for her.
Vinny, show Mr. Quinn how things work around here.
Jake Quinn and the other guy together look like Van Damme and Rob Schneider in Knock Off. Yeah, I'm going to be Al Pacino, man. I'm going to do this. With my shoulders, I'm going to do all the acting.
Yeah, look at that. Look at walk.
I don't know yes.
You, and I don't trust you. You fuck up just once. And I'll put you in the ground.
Capiche?
At least he's got a free place to stay now.
You're on call 24 hours a day.
Yeah, exactly.
7 days a week.
Probably thanks for his apartment, too.
You don't get off unless I say yep. So. Now, if Carla doesn't need you, you come to me.
He really is trying to act like Al Pacino. Then you're
on your own. Really is.
Like, he's going for all the kind of, like the, hoo-ha, I'm Al Pacino. Yeah. You don't
answer in five. But it looks more like Godfather 1 Al Pacino.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the energy of, like, 90s Al Pacino.
Yeah. It's a very odd mix.
Have yourself moved
yes.
In. Dinner at six.
I've got to talk like this because I'm 90s B-grade Al Pacino.
He doesn't like it. Hoo-ha!
Hoo-ha!
I
think we need to go shopping.
Oh, time to go shopping.
Quinn. Oh, I want to go shopping too. How come I can't go shopping?
Well, I think we need to go shopping so we can buy. Exactly. I was going to say, we need to go shopping so you can buy her better pants, so those high waisted ones.
Yes. Yeah.
Again, that's like her third. That is her third hairdo in the past 5 minutes.
I say, she changes her hair all the time.
Buy a fucking suit.
Exactly. Exactly. Just a
fucking bodyguard.
And you know where you can get that suit?
A fucking bodyguard. A bodyguard.
Just Mark, you know where you can get that suit? Over at Fancy Dance.
Off 3rd and Broadway.
As heard on Webtails every Tuesday on the Pop 4D Network. Yeah,
that's right.
Good plug there.
Gentle music.
Time to go shopping.
Yes. With gentle music.
Thanks, media. We didn't get actually a shopping montage.
Yeah, I know.
I want him to see him like trying on different clothes, you know. She goes like, "No, oh. No, yeah, that's the right one."
And then another problem happens, and he has to kill another 4 people while shopping for suits.
Exactly. It's like, I don't like this shirt. Bang! I want that one.
They love that, and he's gonna go with him. Oh, sad Pacino.
Sad Pacino.
He wants to get in Carla's pants.
Hoo-ha! Why is... They're, like, shooting everything. Like, basically, they're, like, just keep on shooting everything. Don't even cut it down. We need as much footage as we can to make this a 90-minute film.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Don't have anybody with his hands.
Somebody that good to take care of Carla. Somebody that good, that fucking good.
Also, buy my new album. It's Tony Bennett's greatest hits.
And thinking of pairing with Al Pacino on this album.
to try to take my baby.
It's a New York. What are you talking about? War. You
understand me? We talking
war?
A fucking war.
They declared a war,
on us,
on New Yorkers here in LA.
That guy's waited all his life to play MMO, so you can just tell him this was his big break.
Yes. This is probably like his first big major acting role, and he's like, I'm going to relish the shit out of playing this role.
Yeah, but with this shooting montage, you don't know who's on what side here. You don't know who's winning this war.
Exactly. No. I'm going to find out who this guy is.
It's everybody's got ponytails and everybody's dressed the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They all do. Like, though, it's like, I gotta give this movie credit. But at least they have believable looking people playing like these gangsters.
Yeah,
even
the
if they all have base. Yeah, even though they all look like they've got the weirdest haircuts ever.
My toilet cocaine!
It's the best
good
place
thing
to
they
be
all cooking. Had, like, luckily they all had different colored shirts as well.
Mm-hmm. They tell them.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Dude, you should have just ducked. You had time.
You had pillars.
Exactly.
I wonder what's going to happen to this guy.
Oh, no. Nah. Ah, good reversal.
And that's why I get my hair cut at Supercuts, because nobody's getting their throat slit at Supercuts.
Exactly. This is why I never asked to have my face shaved at a barber's, because I'm too terrified of what may happen with that razor. So I'm like, nope.
It's time for dinner.
Sorry, I'm
look, yeah, suit. Look, he's looking sharp.
Look at that. That's a fancy damn suit. If I've ever
seen it. Oh, that is a good suit.
Sit down.
And this guy here has got like a suit vest thing. What is that?
Oh, boom,
it
Mike.
Looks like. Boom, oh, Mike. Boom, Mike. I can see it. Boom, Mike. Like that suit. It looked like a suit that had the arm sleeves torn off. That's what that dude's suit shirt vest looks
like.
Like
something Dog the Bounty Hunter would wear.
Yes.
I'm back, and I apologize for my absence. My cats decided to do really stinky poops. No. Had to go to the bathroom and then clean their bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Damn demanding cats.
Here comes the softcore section of the movie.
Boobies.
More like a boom mic.
What are you doing here?
She wants to see his boom mic.
Oh.
Luckily, she's in shadow.
We just get some booby outline. Oh no, boobies!
Boobies!
Booby fair!
Booby fair!
Gentle music.
Booby fair movie. Wait a second.
What a great job this guy has. He gets to kill people and.
We could do the Tubi special would be Booby Fair of that Flash Gordon movie.
That
works. Oh, boobies and belly buttons.
Yeah, none of you is prepared for Flash Gordon. I'm just
saying. We have to have sex and shadow and silhouette.
Well, how else do you do it?
Daytime?
I think
it's
it
daytime
is.
Daytime outside.
Yeah.
It's meant to be night, but it's daytime outside.
Jake goes to bed really early.
He goes to bed about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, this is one of those 70s day for night shots.
Yeah, that looks terrible all the time.
He doesn't have to bounce anymore, so he can actually get a good night's sleep once.
Yes.
Although I don't think he's sleeping. Ew, he's like.
Ew! He licked her neck.
Oh.
That's gross. Anyways, the next
morning. Just 10 minutes later.
Yes.
Oh, I want that chair.
So
you all talk like you've never licked a neck before.
I mean, I don't want to see it on a movie, but.
This is when he called the captain from the mafia guy's cell phone at home.
Look, it's a portable flute.
I laughed at that when I was watching this earlier.
Why would you? There's the damn poster in the background!
Yes!
And anyone who knows, if you remember from Karate Kindergarten Ninja, which ironically came out the same year as this film, that movie was also sponsored by the anti-drug corporation DARE.
Wait a minute, does this come back full circle to Kindergarten Ninja?
Ooh, I don't know.
Because wasn't that...
I mean, phase one we can't... phase one we can't really count, so...
Yeah, but I'm saying, no, we're counting everything at the moment, but wasn't that like an anti-drug or something
movie? Yeah, it was, yeah.
There you go. It goes full circle, because all four of us were on that episode as well.
That is true.
I don't remember anything about it.
Yes.
Neither do I, and I've seen it like twice.
Those are the good episodes of this show. The bad ones stain your soul forever.
Oh, Jake, that was the best 30 seconds. Okay. Oh, Jake, that was the best 30 seconds I ever had.
She really liked the neck licking.
Yes.
She looks like Z-grade Laurie Loughlin, who... Funnily enough, became C-grade.
I was going to make that joke.
Yeah.
She became C-grade.
Jake Quinn's doing all right for himself because, like, he's only been there for less than 24 hours. He's got a job. He's got a cool suit. He's already bagging the boss's daughter.
I haven't seen a suit. Was that when I was out?
Well, yeah, you missed the suit while you were gone.
Oh, love theme from LA Wars.
You missed a boom mic as well.
Oh, I missed a boom mic. That's two or three now?
Two.
Oh, hi, Freddy.
What is this song?
It's Love Theme from LA Wars, Bede.
It feels... This soul section feels like a commercial.
It is for denim jeans and skirts.
No, it's a commercial.
It's like gonorrhea pills.
What is that?
Ew.
That's the gonorrhea.
Yeah, it's the gonorrhea.
My whole life was ruined by gonorrhea, but once I took these special pills, my whole life went back to normal and I could date again.
I could drink milkshakes.
And how is this fries. A 90s song? It feels like the Debbie Gibson song from the 80s.
Maybe it is.
Couldn't afford anything from the 90s. They had to go back.
This is like from the 60s.
He should be actively killing people as part of the montage on the beach.
That woman over there is topless on the beach.
Oh, yes.
Meanwhile, under the boardwalk.
Dirty things happen under the boardwalk.
I've seen what happens. I watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Marcy, can we find this song and put it on the Spotify Tubi Tuesday Spotify playlist?
I don't think anybody who knows a thing about music even knows what this song is.
Sure, if you put up your spot or Shazam, it wouldn't find it.
Yep, yeah, I don't think it would actually.
It literally is like a music video so far because this song is still going.
Wait, she loves him.
They gotta pad the time.
She loves him after 5 minutes and a neck lick. Wow.
I mean, isn't that how it happens now, Marcy? Like, if you want someone to love you, you just, like, spend time with them for, like, 24 hours and lick their neck and give them the best 30 seconds of their life?
I don't know.
To be fair, she has to hang out with Vinny all day.
To be fair. Yeah.
Cloud's my objectivity. Oh my god, he's acting. I kind of love it. But I kind of don't. I don't know how I feel about this.
I do. I don't know why. He's like a more duh John Cena. Duh. I love you. Come on.
Poor John Cena. What did he ever do to you, B? And I don't want to be
late. He didn't do anything. He might have been top of the batch, but he did do it to me.
He's a fucking nerd.
He's a fucking nerd.
Do, 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 do.
The song is still going.
This song, this song actually blew up Batch's computer that he's got blue screen, so he will be back.
I was going to say, Batch is either asleep in the video I'm looking at or like his computer froze because I can't tell.
The song broke it. So Jake Quinn is the only person in this movie who wears a suit that actually fits him properly.
Yes.
Because he went shopping with Carla. Oh, some heavy dudes are showing up.
That guy looks like Nicolas Cage in the background.
All the dudes in this film, like all the henchmen and all that, they basically look like people they just got off the streets like, oh, you want to be in a movie for $5? Here you go.
Yeah.
Where did he get
the gun from? All you gotta do is hold his gun and get shot.
Where did he get the gun from?
He's your bodyguard. He always has a gun.
Oh, look, the A-team's arriving.
It's so tiny. His gun is so tiny.
Oh, look, it's Bo Dallas.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Bo Dallas's outfit here is amazing.
You need to wear that outfit.
I do.
What happened to that poor bloke? I need to find out.
Oh, that was for wearing that shirt. I'm shooting you for wearing that outfit. And I'm shooting you for wearing that vest. Ooh. Oh, here we go.
This is why they hired Vince Murdoch for these scenes.
Yeah. Yes.
That's it. That's the only reason he's on this movie.
I mean, the sort of martial arts action stuff is actually really enjoyable.
Yeah, it's not quick cut garbage like everything you see today. You actually see the choreography.
Yeah, because they actually were doing it. It's just the acting that kind of sucks, but kind of makes it awesome.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine the guy in the ponytail, he's probably like a professional fighter as well, probably, if I had to guess. It's like, is back in the
3 fights with him.
Yeah, this is like back in the 90s. Like, we don't want to train actors to learn how to fight. We'll just get real fighters and just teach them how to act.
Yeah, that's easier, right?
That's pretty
like the Armageddon strategy.
That's pretty much what they did back in the day. And that's why the acting was kind of not the best. I mean, No Retreat, No Surrender being a prime example.
My plaid pants are ruined.
Oh my god, he can fucking boot a car.
Of course, he's Jake Quinn.
Jake Quinn.
Guys, the universe does not want me to get through this movie.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't.
It's either you be. Oh, you ran up to Michael Douglas.
God. Like our last film, this one's gone pretty quick so far. We're well over halfway now.
Because it's a great movie.
I fucking want pizza.
See, the whole universe, like Batch said, doesn't want him to watch this movie. He's fallen asleep for it twice. His computer doesn't want him to. He's messing up.
It just crashed, and I'm trying to get my webcam to work here.
So where do you go after killing a half dozen dudes to get pizza?
There he is.
And how come? Did we lose track of how many people he's killed? Because it's been like 20.
Yes,
I think he's killed at least. I think he's killed at least 200 people so far.
Yeah, I reckon he has.
Let me Google that.
Do we find out what the song was so we never play it around Batch because his computer doesn't like it?
Jake Quinn has killed more people than Jack the Ripper. I'm just stating it right now.
Jack the Ripper didn't kill that many.
That's right.
Look, I was going to make a joke, but I'm like, you know what? I'm actually not going to make that joke because I would have to bleep it out. So
yeah,
I'm just going
to
shut up. Yeah, I'm just going to shut up. Jake Quinn has killed more people than COVID when you don't get vaccinated or wear a mask and just act like a dickhead.
What? Jake Quinn is the coronavirus.
In human form. That guy looks so funny!
These dumbass cops.
Sorry.
I don't know why. Marcy, are you remembering when we watched... Marcy, are you remembering when I said that one of these guys, like, the other day we were watching this movie, looked like someone we know in
real
life?
Yes, yes. I didn't want to bring it up.
I won't say the person's name, but he does look like a person.
And it's just weird, because it looks like, wait, I don't know anyone in this movie.
I like how all, in every scene where there's a crowd and there's, like, in a restaurant or a cafe, like, someone's getting killed or murdered or being punched, all the people in the restaurant are just sitting there like, okay, whatever. We're seeing
well,
this
I think
before.
It was just a typical evening in L.A. in that time.
That is true.
There is a war going on. Or several wars, actually.
All right, Jake, now that you're arrived, you can watch my brand new movie, Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo.
Oh, God.
No one else wants to watch it. I'm going to make you watch it because you're my employee.
Marcy, can both these guys be like possible contenders for our To Be Tuesdays awards?
Well, you have to keep track of all of them. Oh my God, more boobies.
Boobies.
These are boobies massive fair. Boobies. Oh my God.
Those are huge. They're bigger than a head.
They're bigger than your head.
What? Yeah, those are... I'm stunned. Those are probably the biggest set we've had on this show so far.
I don't think they're real, because they look like they're going to burst out of their skin, but I think they are some of the biggest tits we've seen.
I gotta say, so awkwardly.
Yeah.
I love that it's a crowd going, woo, yeah, yeah, woo.
But there's no one there?
But yet you look, there's barely anyone there. There's no one there in the mirror.
I know.
Except those two guys.
Hollywood a go go.
Girls galore.
Beer and wine. Boobies fair.
There's only like a few people, and they're not even looking at her.
Yeah.
And that's a small bar, too.
This movie really, like, it's Batch's pick, the poor guy, and he keeps getting computer issues.
That's why I was joking. Like, I thought computer issues was my gimmick.
Nope. I mean, half the time I get issues. Who knows? I might have them now.
Let's see. This guy he killed earlier in the movie.
And we still get boobs in the background.
It is the same guy.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't. Boobies.
It's too fucking bad, man.
What is up with his bandana?
I was gonna say, like, that dude's bandana is hilarious. There's like this way too much hair under that bandana, and it just looks bigger than it should be.
It looks like he's wearing 10 bandanas.
Gotta throw in a fight scene for no reason. Hoo-ah! Gonna throw you into that non-existent crowd that's not there. Literally, there's only like 5 people in that bar.
You know, it's probably like a Monday night.
Yeah.
It's probably a fucking Monday lunchtime. Go ahead,
asshole. Yep. And look how
these guys are not phased. So bored.
Oh, jeez. Who's that guy?
That dude looks like Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy was cancelled. He's a fucking creep.
I know, but he does still look like him.
Hell,
he's Ron Jeremy's non-porn equivalent.
His name is
he's John Renemy.
John Renemy. Thank you for your patronage. Remember us next time you want to
play some bass. So he just stealing money from bars.
Yeah, he just gets his gun out like every 5 minutes in this movie for no reason.
Who is it? He's got to shoot things, you know.
Yeah.
Marcy, this is how that what Jake was doing right there, just going in there and getting that money. That's what we do when we get Patreon subscribers if they don't pay. Where's our money?
Yeah, I know. I have we my kid, baseball bat and just like, where's my money? I don't really.
We kid. We love our Patreon subscribers.
Yeah, that's why you get really shitty video versions of our podcast. Yes. You get to see all the behind the scenes action. It's
now, are the boobs included on the Patreon?
Yes, they are.
Oh,
if we have booby,
there's a bonus right there.
Yeah, if there's booby movies, you get to see the boobies. I mean, if you add an extra $5 a month, Bede will show you his boobies.
Oh,
wait, what?
How dare you say that my Al Pacino impression is not amazing?
Where did he even come from? Where did he come from? Like, for real, where did he come from?
Yeah, it was just robbing a bar.
I know, ago. What the fuck? I clearly think Batch was never meant to get halfway through this movie.
It wasn't meant to be.
I feel sorry for poor Batch.
I know.
I bet Batch is now wondering to himself, why didn't this happen to me either during Hell of the Living Dead or Mr. Jingles?
I know, right? What the fuck?
Giovanni's face is about to come out of his hair.
I'm so confused as to what the fuck's meant to be going on. Why does he look like...
Well, Vinny decided to get rapey.
Why does he look like Hugh Hefner?
He just is.
He doesn't even have pajamas on. It's just his fucking suit.
Oh, here we go. Day for night shot.
Day for night, yep. It's like deathbed over again.
Yeah. And if you'll notice, all those boxes are race car bed boxes.
Yes. I want a race.
That's the kind of warehouse that Raul Guzman works in.
Yeah, I figured he did, actually.
Yeah, by night we do the LA Wars, by day we sell car toy beds.
Yes. And then
he's so tidy, Al Pacino.
He's doll man size.
He's like two. He is like the size of doll man. He should be Al Doll Man.
Oh my god, I want his shirt. That is fresh yes. From Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
He is.
Which I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's our Prime Minister Scott Morrison's favorite movie because he loves running away to Hawaii when things get rough.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what your Prime Minister does?
Yep.
All right, Jake Quinn, you've been arrested for wearing double denim.
Only Canadians are allowed to do that. We will
take care of all the supplies. Amazing.
This is how we're going to split L.A., right in the middle.
Right in the middle!
One side will be for the Italians and one side for the Mexicans.
You got it?
Yeah. Now, Italians, go make your pasta and pizza, mamma mia! Yeah! What you had to get rough for, man?
What do you got to beat up those cops?
I didn't mean to get rough with those cops. I hadn't killed anyone in 4 hours. Not
a hell of a lot. Get Nancy, so I had to rob a bar later on.
It's a new player. He's got a lot of balls, though. Tried to hit Giovanni's daughter for the second time.
Yeah, the coroner's trying to clean up your messes.
I don't think this is a power play.
I think he could be. I think the police chief could be a supporting actor contender, too.
Oh, no, he's my favorite. All I want to
know. It's awesome.
There's that dare poster again in the background. There's like one in every room of this police station.
Hey, drugs are bad at this time, okay? And if you take drugs, you are bad.
Exactly. If you take drugs, you'll start doing Al Pacino impressions like this guy.
We're gonna move tonight. Then Ronald Reagan told me if I took drugs, I would die.
Now listen here. I want Dick Tracy dead. Oh, sorry, wrong movie.
Oh God.
Now I'm doing Nicolas Cage. Now I'm doing Nicolas Cage as Al Pacino.
I just heard you say you were doing Nicolas Cage.
Excuse me, but Nicolas Cage is Al Pacino.
That I would watch.
I would actually.
Where is Al Pacino? I want to play Al Pacino. I am Al Pacino in this movie. I am him. I'm small, I'm Italian, and I speak like this. Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha. Now, Mr.
That's gonna get intense.
Mr. Cage, I like your performance in this movie. I think we need to star together. in another Italian job so you can blow some bloody doors off.
Hello there, Michael Caine. You're one of my favourite actors.
That's
You've got
sir.
More Oscars than me.
Sir.
Sir, Michael Caine.
And I should have
and I will
more
star
Oscars.
In your movie.
Yes. I want more Oscars. As Where was my Oscar for Jaws the Revenge? I'm sorry.
I'm Pete. Exactly. Where was also my Oscar for Jack and Jill? That movie with Adam Sandler was a masterpiece.
I mean, I want a Al Pacino cappuccino. A Dunkachino.
I want a Dunkachino. We're going to... All right, Michael Sir Michael Caine, we're going to get a Dunkachino right
Let's
now.
Let's go do it. Let's go. See you later, everybody. What the fuck just happened? I have no idea. What the hell? Why
They're
does
just
our
writing.
Why does our podcast always get interrupted by legendary actors? I have no idea.
I know, right? They just keep coming in and like taking over the show.
Because the show is so good.
Exactly. That supposed to mean something to
me? Perhaps not. Like how he just turned around. Like, what the fuck are you doing, dickhead?
I like what he's dramatic. I like when he's in the light, his face from the light makes it the same color as his hair. I don't know where the hair begins and the face ends.
It just blends.
I don't know where anything begins and ends with this movie. Also, have we just had the one ad through this?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
How bizarre is Tubi?
And it was the one ad, too. It was like a short one.
I'm pretty sure Batch's computer has probably died by now.
I think it melted.
It might have melted.
LA Wars, it just could... Exactly.
Oh my god!
No. Backyard
news. Going to lynch him. Legit.
This is not okay, movie.
Although I gotta say the hanging rope, it's pretty close to the ground.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
No, Daddy, no.
I mean,
he's on top of a box.
Yeah, like but if they kick box. The box away, he's gonna. Go to the floor anyway. Oh no!
No,
that was not. Nah, his feet would have been on the floor. It was that low.
Exactly, exactly. It was. It's like they've raised it up higher just before this shot.
He had to do a last head. He had to do a last feet twitch.
I'll avenge your gray hair, Daddy.
You were just an innocent businessman.
Whose money am I going to use to go shopping now?
Yeah.
Okay, Scoletti. We did our. Okay. We're gonna kidnap her daughter. You killed my nephew. And we're going to take over LA. The men walked into
La Cantina and gunned down. What is that, Mexican Christopher Walken?
He is. Mexican Christopher Walken.
I was more talking about your accent, but okay.
I mean, this guy could easily be Christopher Walken.
He could. Pay the
man, boys. Wow.
Pay the man, boys.
Oh, betrayal.
Oh, it's a betrayal. Whoa.
I am so confused.
Vinny won the LA Wars, basically.
Yeah, has he? What's going on?
Now LA's gonna know. First of all, LA's now gonna know that I have the best Al Pacino impression in all the world. Miguel?
What do you say? And Rosa. Miguel's got a new job, it seems. And Rosa, too. If you want to
stay. Could I act like Nicolas Cage in Kiss of Death if I work for you?
You made the right decision. That's good, boy. I don't think Batch is going to be able to get back because his computer is dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn Linux.
Maybe. So Patreons, I'll just adjust the video so you can see it a bit better. I don't know. I love you.
Don't worry, Batch is here with us in spirit.
You never yeah.
You have another cane in case.
And then this Quinn guy walks into your life? I mean, I've got Craven there,
this Quinn. Yes. This Quinn guy walks into your life, and I'm from New York with a New York accent in LA. What are you talking about?
And you're my queen.
You're my queen.
Oh, no.
What is she wearing? Is that meant to be pajamas? No one spits in my... Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Joey. Take her. Let's go.
I do,
There's always
a take it to the...
I'm so confused. Let me talk
to Rourke. We're going to take her to the There's car bed factory.
Oh, ad! Oh, I just mentioned the fucking ads. Oh. And it's not even playing!
What the fuck?
Oh, now it is.
Oh, wait, there it goes.
Okay, if you're listening and all that, we're at 1 hour, 8 minutes, 15 seconds.
Wow, it's our, like, our first ad in, like, over 40, 50 minutes.
I know, right?
For some reason, I think you want to order diapers.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to comment.
Order diapers if you're... Sorry.
I was going to make a bad joke, don't worry.
I'm trying my best not to interrupt anyone. I'm trying.
I know,
I'm trying to watch the movie and look at you guys and not trying to talk, but it's hard.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I never used to, mainly because like Discord, like the layout, it used to be like all the videos would be on the side of the screen, and now for some reason it's all at the bottom, so I can't really see anyone.
Oh. You just put it on grid view so you see everyone at the same time. Let
me check it out. That's what it is on grid view.
Then I have no idea, babe.
I don't know what's going on.
Neither do I. I thought he got arrested for double denim.
And what is it that every police... Sorry.
So I was going to say, you have a lens flare, J.J. Abrams style on your cam right now. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I know. I'm trying to figure out where it's coming from.
Race.
I don't know where it's coming from. It's hitting my computer screen. There we go. There we go. Now you can't see it.
Meanwhile, I have a Freddy next to me who's like asleep on the chair.
Carla? No.
Oh. Hey, look, you can see another mic up there.
Yes. Was that like 4 or 5 now?
I think 3. That's just what I noticed.
Oh, he's fingering a phone. Bede's getting all aroused.
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, yeah.
That's not rotary.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Also, Bede, can you wear that double denim outfit?
I will do that for the show.
Wait, they suddenly care about forensics teams?
Yep.
I guess there's dead guys there.
Also, why is it that every police chief in nearly every action film's last name is Rourke?
Or Mallory, or...
It's a name that commands respect.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's that dare poster Bede's gonna hang up in his room tomorrow.
Damn dare poster.
No, Freddy, you're so cute. Get him. Hi, Bubba. Freddy says hi, everybody.
I can see him. He's being cute.
He's so adorable. See, if you subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/supernetwork, you can see Freddy on the video.
Who's that dude back there dancing in front of Jake Quinn? He was like, oh, yeah. What's going on?
That was awkward.
don't you go walking and just dance? Don't you just do, like, you know?
He was like a film extra who wanted to be noticed.
Yes. Kind of
like...
This
is my shot to make it big.
Kind of like Serial Man in The Fanatic.
That's right.
What is...
Now he's full on Pacino.
Where the fuck did they find this guy? He can't act!
Marcy, he's my favorite actor in this movie.
He is! Oh, the drugs!
Ooh, I got with the veins in my throat!
Trying his heart out, bless his heart.
He really looks like he's so constipated, his colon's gonna blow up. What the fuck was that?
He was questioning his authority.
Any more questions, gentlemen?
That is for making fun of my Al Pacino impression.
You know what? These really big, like, puffy pants need to make a fucking comeback in 2022. Who
brings it to me? Yes.
They really do.
Do it.
And clothes being 10 sizes bigger than the person wearing them.
Why does he look...
Marcy,
is he dressed Jake, like that?
Jake Quitt is dressed up as Craig Sheffer in Voyage of the Rock.
He is, but he's got a shirt on. That's not how you do it.
Yeah.
And you also need
Quinn's
your...
like, ah, I need to get my job back as a bouncer.
You also, if you're going to dress as Craig Sheffer, leather jacket, no top, but you also need, like, pillows where your bum is.
Uh-oh. Oh.
What is going on?
The barkeep.
Not the barman!
He had one day left to retirement, fucking hell.
Isn't there a... But see, as this scene was happening, there should have been that song in the background called "Shoot the Bartender." Where is that exit? And why do you have to go downstairs into this place to get to this bar?
I fucking don't know.
I don't know, but if I'm going to LA, I'm looking for this place.
Yeah, I know. We all need to just book tickets and go.
I guarantee you, they saw that same carpet there, but looks much shittier.
I reckon the floor would be so sticky.
Yeah, well, so sticky. From all the LA Wars fans want to go see the locations.
Yeah.
Yes. See, Jake Quinn slashed that guy in the face, and there's no scarring on his face.
Oh, now he's just knifed him, and he's just meh.
I like how he basically kills this guy. He's like, you, and he's like,
and the guy suddenly died. Was like, okay, dude. Good acting. Crickets chirping! I love it. Oh, he wants his balls, eh?
Oh, I think you'd love Jake Quinn a bit too much, eh?
Give me some Jake Quinn.
I want his balls!
Want that man's balls.
I want your balls.
When you say
Dude,
it,
it's
sinister.
Why did Vinny take the shitty warehouse?
Yeah, but I was saying like that guy from Grindhouse. I want your balls. Punch out the guard. And this other guard. What?
Man groans. That'll be subtitles.
These are amazing.
Man coughs. Man groans. Du, 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 du. It's like, do, do. Where is
this? They should have a title every... Every time the guy, Vinny, acts, they should have a subtitle when he's talking. It just says Al Pacino impression. Is that Matt LeBlanc?
Jesus!
They killed Matt LeBlanc!
Not Joey! Hey, Joey. Ah, his name's Joey!
Okay, why is it daytime now? It was middle of the night a minute ago.
It's dawn.
Oh my god.
The sun rises quickly in LA, apparently.
These day for nights are not good. And he went out the window or whatever that was.
Who's that guy? Now it's night again. What the fuck?
And this all happened in the span of 2 days.
Exactly.
Are those all the corpses from the night before where Vinny killed everyone?
Yes. Well, there's like been at least 20 guys in this film with ponytails.
Yeah, I can't tell them apart.
Yeah, must have been the style at the time.
I'm impressed.
But not as impressed as my Al Pacino impression.
Get back. The girl is dead. See, if I can't have her, nobody can. Keep her
God.
This dude is a total incel.
Yeah, fuck you, Quinn.
This girl... See, this girl will not have sex with me because she's turned off by my Al Pacino impression, so I'm going to have to kidnap her and force her to be in love with me. Hoo-ha!
Hoo-ha! Blah.
Yeah, we totally needed that shot of that the car light just going...
They need another 10 seconds in the movie.
Yes.
I guess it's Jake Quinn's house.
Oh, Hello, Kitty.
I'm like, I want a cat. Wait, I have two cats and they're not even allowed in my room because they're naughty.
See, Marcy, you it's a bum. I mean, an actual, like, homeless bum, not an actual bum.
Oh, I thought this was just footage of you last week.
I mean, it is, hey-oh. But, you know, I don't want to say it out loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I actually had a way better joke and I forgot it, so I just had to pick on you for a second.
I don't live in this place. I just sneak in here when the people aren't home so I can record a show and then go back out to the street.
I was going to say, is this the movie's director?
Yes.
Or the script writer?
Hey, I found the script. This is where he found the script to this movie, was in the trash.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense, actually.
Hey, homeless man, can you tell me information on Al Pacino? Yeah, sure, he's over there.
His name's Vinny Scoletti.
Put a contract on you, 100 grand. Like, why would a homeless guy know this?
Mm. See, this homeless guy knows everything. He knows where everyone is. He's like the ear to the streets.
Yeah.
He knows where everyone is.
Well, he knows that the crime bosses are dead, so he clearly knows stuff.
I like how basically he just looks like a made-up bum. Like, somebody's just, like, not even a real-looking bum. He's just got little, like, they put smudges on him, smudges on his, like, wool cap, just gave him a flannel shirt, and it's like, oh, yeah, you look like a homeless person enough.
Yeah, they just put his clothes in the dirt.
Yes.
Yeah, they went to the Salvation Army, found the shittiest flannel shirt they could find.
Yes.
Thanks, Pete.
Nice meeting you, Pete. Nice, and we'll never see you again for the rest of the movie.
No. See you later, bye. And the bum went back to his home planet because they needed him.
Yes.
I have to go now.
Ooh, oh, hello.
He's got his shirt off.
Shirtless. He had to have a shirtless guy.
Mm.
Jake Quinn is going all commando.
Oh, he had to put a shirt on. Why would he even put that on? What's the fucking difference, mate?
Exactly.
You know what would have made this even better if it was a mesh shirt?
I have a question. Where did Jake Quinn get all these weapons? Does he just have them at his house?
Yes.
I guess Rourke gave it to him.
I'm now 100% convinced Jake Quinn, despite being the hero of this movie, is a full-blown serial killer.
Look,
he's completely insane.
He has the same, like, setup you have, like, for your wigs, but it's actually just for weaponry.
I like how they still keep using the... Mm-hmm. Yes. I like how they keep using the same shot of this car park at this where the bad guys hide out.
I can't...
Constantly with the shitty day for night shot.
Yeah, why didn't they just do it at day or film it at fucking night? Because this looks horrible. I can't see anything. Like, nothing.
Like, you're not fooling anybody. This is the afternoon. It's not night.
I know.
Exactly.
It's actually, it hurts my eyes. I don't have sunglasses to put on my eyes at the moment.
How could that other guard not hear his friend get killed? He was like 5 feet away from him.
I have no idea.
It's video game logic.
Oh, see, now it's night time. Yeah. Proper night. Again, this dude can't even hear Jake coming up the stairs. I mean, this ladder, I should say. He's like right there.
We shouldn't have hired the F guy to be a guard.
That dude is wearing earlier. That dude is wearing a fake mo. Oh!
Nobody heard that.
He was wearing a fake mustache.
Where are we again?
We're at the... at Vinny's hideout.
Oh.
Yeah, which is the car bed factory.
Wait, where did he get a rope from?
Just had it. With the rappel thing and everything.
Yeah. Oh, they still got Carla? Let Carla
go or I'll start throwing all these grenades everywhere.
Carla! Carla!
And then he realized he accidentally kills Carla. Whee!
Cool, oh.
And that dude's just wearing a trench coat. Whee! I just love it when explosions happen and people just go fly.
I love that. I miss those days.
Cool.
I'm going to shoot up all your boxes in your box factory.
You'll go bankrupt. You won't be able to sell these boxes to anyone.
My boy is a box.
If anyone does a counter, how many Simpsons references did we make this episode?
A ton, but we make Simpsons references in every episode.
We pretty much do. That was not a good aim.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't kill Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, what? Right in the face. Eye. Bloody hell.
And that blood went squirting, too.
So, at the start of the movie, she was a great shot. She killed, like, everyone. Against Jake Quinn, nah.
It's made both Dallas angry. She only shot once. She didn't shoot again.
I was thinking that, too.
But
why is he wearing a trench coat? Fucking and he's still got the V-line, so you can still see his chest.
I know.
Just so he could take it off. So we can have a shirtless fight. Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, he's got sides.
Oh, he's got the sides out.
Yeah, this guy's definitely a martial artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Fucking Bo Dallas. The dramatic music. Boom, boom.
It's great.
I'm going to kick your ass. Whoa. See those three tattoos on the back, on his back?
Mm.
The Asian-inspired tattoos on his back? Mm. They just simply say, live, love, laugh.
Oh, God. So he's a Karen?
Yes. No, he's a Kevin because he's got a ponytail.
Kevin. Oh, true, Kevin. Is that the male Karen?
Yes.
Mm.
I think a Kevin is a male Karen.
Mm. Hoo-ah! All you can just hear is their... It's like when you watch tennis.
Yes. See?
It's like watching Serena Williams against Venus Williams.
This is for having a bad ponytail.
I love the subtitles. They're amazing.
Queen groaning. Miguel grunting.
Elbow thudding. Miguel groaning. Is this subtitles for a fight or a porno?
Punches thudding.
The
that one back there made me laugh. Punches thudding.
Bloody hell.
I don't damn.
Although, if it was Van Damme, he probably would have really smacked that guy in the head.
Oh.
You lose.
You lose.
Wow, you lose. Like, you could have come up with a better one-liner, dude.
You lose.
Get. Now, Quinn, I'm gonna do my Al Pacino impression even more insane now. It's gonna be...
Hoo-ha! That ass.
That ass! Great ass!
I think Al Pacino is going to be a new character on the show along with all the other ones I've been doing.
Hoo-ha!
I've been gonna find an Al Pacino movie on Tubi.
Hoo-ha! You little chicken shit coward! I got Koala! Koala!
I still got Carla. Even if she actually die, I'm still gonna have sex with her anyway.
Ew.
So much I love her.
See, he would. Don't tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, no, you're not wrong.
If that did happen.
Oh, no. This guy is, like, straight out of Necromantic.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh! He shot her in the back.
I reckon he just orgasmed when he did that. Bloody hell. He
did. Again, he shot his load.
Hey-o.
I like how basically, and spoilers for people who are watching this film have never seen it before, you see her get shot in the back, then when we come back to her, she's alive, and it's like, oh, it's just a scratch. Oh, the car blew up!
Then he got blown to shit.
I like how a single shotgun blast can just blow up cars.
Yeah. Well, it's because they store all this napalm in them. You know?
Exactly.
A random bullet just ignites it.
But, yes, this movie, but surprisingly that came out in 1994, is in pretty good quality for what it is, mainly because the Blu-ray was released by Vinegar Syndrome.
Yeah, this definitely looks like it's been updated, because it doesn't look like a VHS rip. It's too clear for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? I watched my buddy's DVD, and it looked like it was from the VHS. It looked like crap.
Oh.
This is much better looking.
Yeah.
Also, I guess if they... I guess I'm sort of thinking, because they must have shot this in the 4x3, which is like the original TV standard format with the black bars on the side.
Yeah, this would have been like a director VHS movie.
Yeah,
I can imagine it would have been.
What is up with, is that a TV or a computer in the background?
I don't know. I think it's a computer.
Probably a computer.
Oh, so
or maybe like a microfilm machine or some shit.
Oh yeah, like what? Maybe it's one of those computers that you look on old past, like, you know, newspaper articles and all that archival stuff.
Yes, literally. What?
Here's your badge bin. I don't need it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, microfilm. But like, whatever his name is, he killed like 50 billion people, and he's like, oh, here's your cop badge back. You heard
me. That's how you become a cop. You gotta kill 50 people.
Exactly. Hey, I would have still killed people without being a cop.
I reckon.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, I reckon he's gonna go to his new job as a fucking Levi jeans model.
Okay, honey, we're gonna drive up into the sunset so I can be the new Zodiac killer.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I guess she inherited her dad's money.
Yeah.
It was a plan all along to get the dad's money. Yeah.
See, this movie...
Sugar mama.
This movie should have ended with them going shopping.
Right? Mm. Coming up next the movie is Assassin's Vow.
That sounds fantastic.
And
there's a movie he called Anatomy of an Anti-Hero Redemption?
Yeah,
Assassin's Tale?
I don't know. This is Tubi. Tubi, we don't know. But that is our movie for Batch's pick, which he unfortunately wasn't here for almost half of because his computer crashed. Look, Batch will be back next week, maybe, because next week is Bede's pick, so we'll see how that goes.
See, I have to... This storyline that we're doing, Marcy, I have to redeem myself for the next episode, and I believe I can with my pick I have chosen. I'm going to bring this show and bring it back to the goodness that it currently is at the moment with my pick and also redeem myself as a co-host on this show.
Yeah, I think the week after I'll need to redeem myself as well for Mr. Jingles. But thank you, Mark, for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We get to end the show with two Australians and one Canadian, so still kind of the same.
Indeed. Indeed.
And
the force is still in balance.
Yes.
Exactly.
And guys, if you want to check us out, go to supermarcy.com. And as mentioned earlier, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And if you go to the very special Tubi Tuesdays link tree, which is linktr.ee/thetubitoesdayspodcast, visit that for all the links, including Pop4D and the Super Network on the Facebooks, as well as our Twitter, Instagram, all our other socials, as well as where you can listen to the podcast as well. So please check that out. And if you want to find me personally, I am at twitter.com/supermarcy, and you can find me on the Letterboxd at super_Marcy. Bede, where can people find you?
If people were to find me personally, they can find me on Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJamine, or by Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/BedeJamine. And of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews in column.
Indeed. And Mark, where can people find you, and also Bat, since he cannot speak for himself right now?
Well, you can find Batch and myself every Tuesday on the Web Tales podcast, where we look at old Spider-Man comics, and on the Pop4D network, where you can find all kinds of fun stuff. And I am not on Twitter.
That you should be.
Yes.
Nah, I can't do it.
He can't do it. But yes, check
not
out.
Gonna do it.
Yeah, check out Pop 40 and Web Tales, a Spider-Man podcast. And if you check out some of the recent episodes of Web Tales, I might be on there.
Indeed. Yeah.
So, everybody, we'll see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.
See you, everybody. Bye.
Ciao.
Damn, we've been trying to get someone inside of Carlo Giovanni's operation for almost 2.5 years now.
So what do I have to do with it?
We need somebody on the inside. Someone he will know isn't a cop. And now we have a break.
Who?
You.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.